Midlife Crisis Task Force. We get off our lazy asses and finally record a show. Welcome back.
Hello, Internet.
We're back.
Finally. Yes, we are the MLC Task Force. I am the amazing Rando.
And I am Poncho.
And I am Lefty. Not so amazing.
No, none of us are as amazing as Rando.
Exactly.
Thank you. You'll get your checks later.
Well, it's been a while, guys. That bastard life reared its ugly head and kind of prevented any of us from getting together and doing this. But things have finally settled down, I hope. So maybe we can start doing this somewhat regularly again.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I'm sure our listener misses us.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. After all this time, we're probably just back to our original listener. So, hi.
Hi.
Hello. We love you.
We're all naked.
You don't know what want to know what else we're doing.
That's right. Oh, my.
So, what have we been up to? I guess we got to catch up with everybody.
Yeah, do a little round robin here. Who wants to start us off?
Well, I'll go since most of the reasons we had to halt the podcast were because of me and my situation. The Chinese have an ancient curse. It goes, "May you live in interesting times," and that was 2013 for me for the most part. If anybody was listening to the earlier group of podcasts, you'll know I lost my job not long after we started doing this. 2 weeks before Christmas of 2012. Didn't proceed to find one for most of first half of 2013. And then I had the wonderful luck of living in the one state in the union that decided to no longer accept federal matching funds for long-term unemployment. So I got 1 6-month period of unemployment and then was cut off. And ended up having to get myself a part-time job working for minimum wage at a movie theater. My very first job, in fact, Rando's very first job as well, was working in a movie theater when I was 18 years old, and I found myself at age 42 doing the exact same thing again. it was a gut punch, I'll put it that way. But that and I started back to school, and that left me no time to do anything for this podcast or much of anything else besides work and school, especially with a variable schedule. Had to get used to working evenings and weekends again for the first time in 20 years. It was a big adjustment, but it's worked out well. I finished my first semester of school, got straight B's, yay me, and seemed to have settled into a pattern at work. I'm working more in the days now than I am in the evenings, so that'll give us more time to record and maybe more time to do some other stuff. So that's been my life, the roller coaster that it's been. Who wants to?
Congratulations to you for staying on your feet.
Did my best.
And hey, bees. I mean, bees. Come on, man. That's pretty fucking good for not being in school for
20 years.
A long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations. You're doing all right.
I'm in my second semester now, and Java's kicking my butt. But hopefully, I'll get on top of that soon. But I'm studying web design and computer programming. So, trying to do something a little different from what I had been doing before. Because I was mainly in the hardware test business, and that's all slowly going overseas. And it's just not a lot of call for what I did around here. But that's okay. We'll get back to normal one of these days. It has been an interesting ride, especially working at the theater. I'm now 43, but at age 42 when I started, I was the second oldest person there. There was one other lady that's older than I am. She's actually older than my mother. Everybody else is in their early 30s down to teens. I'm old enough to be the father of about 75% of my coworkers, and that has been just an interesting experience.
I can imagine. I can only imagine.
I know.
But I got it worse than you do. I know you're the oldest one at your office, but at least they're not teenagers.
We'll get into that later. They are at times it feels like they are just as ignorant as some teenagers. Well, Not going to call them stupid. They're all educated. But I'll rattle off some references, and they look at me like I just grew an extra head.
I find myself doing that, too, and I just have to shake my head and go, I'm twice these people's age. I have to keep remembering this. Most of them are good kids. I mean, I don't really have a lot of complaints about working with them. There's a couple I've gotten to have a really good relationship with, and I hope that I can keep contact after I finally do find a real job. But I seem to, as I was explaining this to my sister-in-law, we were down in Florida this past couple weeks ago, I seem to occupy this middle ground. I'm not one of the managers, but I'm accepted. Even though I'm twice the age of most of the floor staff, I'm kind of accepted as one of them. So I'm kind of, I get to hear their complaints about each other and the management, and then I get to hear the managers will sometimes come to me and complain about stuff that's going on because, you know, I'm an older person, and so I'm just kind of in this weird middle ground.
That's kind of interesting, though. You get it from both ends. You got to get an idea of what's going on around there.
Yeah, yeah. It can be interesting. Working with the public, I've always thought everyone should work a job in sales or some sort of public service, customer service job for at least a month of their life, so they'll get an idea just how awful some people can be.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, it's been interesting. So, I'll probably lots of stories.
Can't wait. Yeah. We will definitely add them onto the podcast.
Yeah, I'll try to. Hopefully won't get fired in the process.
Has anybody shit all over the theater yet?
In the bathroom, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, good God.
I've had to clean up vomit. I got out of having to clean up the shit, though. That was just luck of the draw. But, apparently, this was new information, in the state of North Carolina, you have to be over 18 to clean up a mess like that at a workplace. It's a state,
really?
It's a state law. Yeah.
Interesting.
So if one of the teenagers goes in and checks the bathroom and somebody's messed all over it, they have to go get somebody who's over 18 to go clean it. Manager, me.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
Well, you know, some people are just... I don't even know to say.
People suck. Let's just say it. People suck.
Yeah, on the most part. Yeah,
but by the same token, though, wouldn't you want to have been like a fly on the wall when they were debating that bill to become a law?
Yeah.
We can't have 16-year-olds mopping up shit.
Won't somebody think of the children?
Exactly. I'm sure that line was used. It's all for the children. The children.
So, well, that's enough about me. Lefty, what you been up to these past months?
My life hasn't been as exciting or as interesting.
I'm glad to hear that.
Mine's been pretty much steady through. I mean, I've had a birthday, too, and facing 43 now. But, I mean, as far as life and home and everything's the same, working, coming home, living for the weekend, I really haven't done anything too exciting. I've been going on a eBay spree lately. I've been going nuts just randomly bidding on shit and see if I win it and stuff. But, I mean, you know, I mean, I've kept a pretty steady course, which I guess is good, I mean, considering where things could be, you know. So, I mean, it's all right, nothing exciting, but, you know, a couple of health issues here and there, but nothing I can't handle.
Well, that happens when you get to be middle-aged.
Yeah, no shit. I really think I'm starting to understand, though, the whole feel of a midlife crisis, though. So I kind of understand. I really am starting to understand that whole vibe, and it's not pleasant.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that, too. I've kind of been forced to feel that this last year. Yeah, but that's what we're here for. We're here to rant about shit like that. So.
Exactly, and hopefully write again, because we'll get the post going. I saw that Rando has posted some stuff.
Oh, good, good.
But I didn't get an email notification about it, which I thought was weird. I always got an email notification from, you know, anytime you got one of you guys posted, but I didn't get anything for the last few you did, Rando.
Well, we'll look up.
Oh, really? Well, maybe you should turn off your cranky old guy
filters. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. What about you, Rando? What have you been up to?
Work has kicked my life in the ass in the last half of the year. However, I have arisen triumphant. I got a...
Rando.
That's right. You may all praise me. I had been working on a very large project since February of 2013. And in the latter half of the year, I've been pushing very, very hard. Finally got it through all the testing and... out into production at the beginning of December, actually at the ass end of November, really. And after that, I got a promotion to a management position. So I'm rather, rather happy about that.
Well deserved.
So, yeah, I worked my ass off for that thing, and I'm glad it shows. Also, if you read some of my posts, I used to have a Taurus 9mm full size. It's the 92FS, and or 92AF, actually. And it was giving me some repetitive trouble, so I traded it in on a 40 caliber full-size. And that's a lot of fun. I've got no regrets on that. And most recently, over the Christmas break, I bought a full-size 45 caliber semi-automatic weapon. And it's a lot of fun.
Cool.
I have been blessed. I have been thankfully enjoying the fruits of my hard labor, and I have rediscovered Paul Enter beer. Mm-hmm. Very pleased with that, and so I'm sort of enjoying my extended midlife crisis. The whole thing about taking up drinking, getting weapons.
There you go.
That sort of thing. And
start calling you Dirty Rando now.
Yeah.
Well, I've always been dirty. I didn't need the guns.
What about the rights of that little girl?
Dirty Rando. That's something you do with your girlfriend and wife, right? The Dirty Rando.
That's right. That's right. It's like two steps up from a dirty sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God it's not two steps down.
So, yeah, I got the 45 because I was looking for a high-capacity 45. So this one, a Glock 21 is a high-capacity one, and it holds 13 rounds in the magazine and one in the pipe. Para Industries makes a 1911 frame model that holds 14 rounds in the magazine and one in the pipe. But the 1911, to take it down, involves maybe a 10-step process, and I just don't want to deal with that shit. So I got one that has a takedown process of literally three steps. And then it also holds 15 rounds in the magazine plus one in the pipe and costs less than the Paris. So there.
Rando went to
it. That sounds great. That sounds great. I don't know what any of it means, but that's great.
So if I had to do the Dirty Harry thing, you'd have to say, I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 15 times or 16
times? There you go. Nice.
Peace through superior firepower.
Exactly.
You got it, baby.
Well, I do have a quick question about the guns while we're on the subject. Go ahead. Real quick. You ever considering getting a revolver?
No.
Okay. Just curious.
Now, I did shoot them. It's not like I'm going to snub my nose at them or anything, but I have shot them before, and I just don't really enjoy it. I mean, I really, really don't. I mean, it's the feel of the weapon. I like the semi-automatics because they you have something all the way up in, past the palm. You feel something in between your thumb and your index finger.
Now, if you close your eyes, you can picture something totally different.
Yes, true. The act of racking the slide brings up a whole lot. But also, a revolver, if, usually you have six shots. If it's an extremely large caliber, you might have five. It takes longer to reload. Either that or you got to carry very bulky speed loaders.
Right. No, yeah.
And I just don't enjoy, I've never have enjoyed shooting them.
Okay.
The thing about the semi-automatics, they have a higher capacity. It's simpler to reload them, but you have to deal with jams in that one, whereas, you know, the revolver just doesn't jam. You just run out faster.
Right. I got you. Okay. I was just curious.
Rando went to a gun show today. Can you tell?
Yeah, exactly.
I did go to a gun show today. I did not buy a gun today. I bought 700 rounds of 45 ACP ammo, about 100 rounds each of 9mm and 40, bought 600 rounds of 22, and I bought a speed loader for my 45.
There you go.
Wow.
And I spent a pretty penny on all of it.
Rando's ready for the zombie apocalypse.
It sounds like it.
That's right. I stood out in the cold for an hour and a half before they finally decided to let everybody in, and then I walked around with, you know, an extra 40-some pounds on me for an hour and a half after buying all that crap.
Jeez.
So.
Well. All righty. Well, for anybody who's just tuning in to us for the first time, we don't normally sit around talking about guns and bitching about our previous years, but we do.
Normally we bitch about movies.
Yeah. Normally we're talking. We tend to discuss more stuff about movies and music and comics and sometimes video games and ranting about growing old, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's damn kids on the front lawn.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to try to get back a little bit into some more regular programming now, if we can.
Yeah. Get back into the swing of things here. Get more out there as far as the podcasts. Post more on the website, which is mlctaskforce.com.
Thank you.
And just, you know, we're going to try to entertain you folks. Hopefully you could always go back and check our old podcast out on the site. I think we've had some very good ones.
Especially the last one we got was a real watershed for us, I think. And then, unfortunately, that's when we had to stop. So we're basically starting over again. So bear with us.
Yep.
And I guess we could start. Unfortunately, I have to start out on a sad note, unfortunately. Learned yesterday that an actor by the name of Russell Johnson, who most of you will remember as the professor from Gilligan's Island, had passed away at age 89. And sounds bad, but I thought he was already dead. I didn't know he was still alive. But
I kind of did, too, and I went and looked him up on IMDb. He was surprisingly active on a whole lot of shows that I never watched. But, yeah, it's actually kind of sad. You know, we, as a group, sort of grew up with the professor, even though it was in reruns.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But that character was a staple of our childhood. So, it's a bit sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. I mean, you know, it's like you see all these people growing up. Like I said, we saw it all in reruns. But, I mean, you know, they're always, I always picture him at the age he was when he was on Gilligan's Island in my head, you know.
Yeah, I think that's normal.
I mean, you know, that's what, and you get people like that. I mean, granted, he wasn't the greatest actor in the world, but, you know, he was, he provided a lot of entertainment to everybody, and everybody loved that show. They might make fun of it, but a lot of people watched it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's very true. And it's surprising, excuse me, how he is an actor, and especially him in that character role, have popped up in other references in other movie works and in other media. For instance, in the wonderful Mystery Science Theater film where they parodied This Island Earth, they riffed on it, rather, there was a scene where Russell Johnson's driving away to fend off, to be a decoy for an attack to let another group of two scientists escape. Of course, his car blows up, and Mike Nelson makes the joke, and his coffin will be made entirely of coconuts. Thank you.
I would have stipulated that in my will if I was him.
Yeah, and on top of that, the Marvels books that were, it was done as a special limited series by Marvel Entertainment, of course, illustrated by Alex Ross, and that book series chronicles sort of like the events of the classic Marvel timeline as told from an external point of view. And some of the events that were covered and talked about in that book, one of which was the marriage of Reed and Sue Richards. And he designed his version of the character Reed Richards after Russell Johnson. If you look at those panels, Reed Richards looks exactly like Russell Johnson.
I can see that. He would have made a good Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Is there anyone else from that show still alive? I know Rando mentioned Don Wells said, posted something about the professor passing away. But is there anyone else left? Is Ginger still alive?
I don't think she is, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. It seemed like she kind of shunned Hollywood and celebrity after a while. It's like she tried to do more stuff after Gilligan's Island, and for whatever reason, it just really didn't take off. I mean, so I really don't know that much about her post-career.
I don't either, unfortunately, all of them, and this happens with a lot of actors in iconic shows like that, they probably got typecast and had trouble finding work.
Yeah. Well, I think, she didn't want to have anything to do. They did that reunion movie, Return to Gilligan's Island. I don't think she played in it.
I don't remember.
But, it's been a long time ago since I've seen it.
They did a handful of reunion movies. Anybody remember Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, maybe.
Wow.
Wow. That's bad.
Oh, yeah. It exists. I'm not making that
shit up.
That
might be a B-movie review.
Somewhere yeah, we down have to the find road. That.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
Speaking of... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know Alan Hale passed away a while ago, and so did... he was the skipper, and so did Jim Backus and Bob Denver.
Oh, yeah.
That only leaves the women now, but I'm sure.
Denver passed in 2005,
yeah,
I think.
It wasn't that long
ago. It's been a while. But, I don't think... There might not be anybody left. I'm not sure.
Well... Yeah, end of an era, I guess.
Yeah,
almost.
Exactly.
Except for Don Wells.
Exactly.
But what were you starting to say?
I was actually thinking out loud. I was thinking about the B-movie review, and I already have one in mind.
Okay. We'll cover that at the end of
the show. Yeah, there's no hurry. No hurry.
Yeah.
I was thinking out loud.
That's okay. No problem. So...
I'm sorry. I'm just sitting here fantasizing about Don Wells and that Hollywood stuff.
That's right. You guys were the Don Wells guys, and I was the Ginger guy.
You were the Ginger. I was kind of in between.
That might be a bad.
That might not be a bad
situation
too.
I know. In between Ginger and Mary.
That's true. That's
be
true.
Damn good. Yeah. Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And Don, if you do actually stumble upon our podcast, we love you, and we would love for you to contact
us.
Yeah, we'd love to interview you.
Right, yes. We'd love to have a celebrity guest on here.
Hell, I'd sell for any guest. I mean, at this point, we can get a bum off the street.
Maybe we can find the bum who was laying at the church when you got married there.
That would be that would be interesting. These guys were in my wedding party, and we showed up at the church, and first thing we all see is this homeless guy sleeping on a bench right outside of the parish hall where we had to go get ready at. I was like, oh, great. This is a good omen.
Lefty's shoes were stolen.
Lefty's shoes got stolen.
Exactly.
There's a great picture of us in the wedding album, me and him, because he was the best man, and he's wearing black Tevas, which, in retrospect, I wish you'd just worn those for the whole service. That would have been awesome.
That would have been cool.
Well, there was another groomsman. Most of you guys were in the same room. I was off in another suite with my wife, but you guys had stayed out, or some of you guys had stayed out quite a long time, and one of them wanted to sleep in, and the housekeeping kept bothering him. And of course they were Spanish speaking. And he asks, can you guys tell me the Spanish to tell the housekeeping person to come back later? And they go like, yeah. So they, they love to pick on this guy. So they told him the Spanish to tell this woman to suck his dick.
I haven't heard his story.
I haven't either. I haven't heard this one.
That's what was relayed to me, was they told this person to say, suck my dick in Spanish. And, of course, he appeared to buy it. I don't know whether he actually did it, because I'm sure there was a lot of snickering going on when they said that. But
if this is the guy I'm thinking of, yeah, that wouldn't necessarily mean he'd be clued into anything.
Yeah, he probably could. He probably would have believed it if it's who I'm thinking of.
It's who you think of. Okay.
That's funny.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
Good old times.
Well, exactly.
So, rest in peace, yep. Russell. We loved you and you loved your work.
Yep. Exactly.
And he's in that great coconut in the sky now.
Yep.
But anyway, we try to have fun around here when we're not remembering dead celebrities or complaining about life in general. So we actually keep a list of topics of stuff we go back to. And this is actually one that I just came up with that I brought it up and Lefty just loved it, so we're going to do it now. We're going to try to have some fun with it. But the question is, what famous actor or musician, author, or whatever, has made a deal with the devil? And what I mean by this is, who's got a career or continues to have a career that by all rights should not have a career at all? That there must be some occult power involved keeping this person in the limelight.
Exactly.
So, who wants to go first?
Well, I wouldn't mind going with, this will be the blatant obvious one, but I'll go ahead and say it.
Okay.
Keanu Reeves.
That's exactly who I was thinking of.
Me and the missus went to see the, Ronin?
47 Ronin.
47 Ronin.
They could have used a cardboard cutout. And it would have gave as much depth and as much interest as he did.
I don't understand how – I mean, Keanu's a good-looking guy. I'll admit that. The women like him. But he cannot act his way out of a paper bag. I mean, I've met Stones that had more emotion than he does when he's on screen. I just don't understand how somebody that bad can continue to be popular and get big movies.
Well, I got a feeling this is the last one for him, because this one bombed.
I don't know. He had another one called Man of Tai Chi. I don't remember if it's been released yet or not. But evidently he's getting into these Japanese or martial art type films now.
Well, I don't know. That would be good if he were Japanese or Chinese, but he's not. He's an American. That was the other thing about 47 Ronin that bugged me. It's just all of these big Hollywood movies that are set in Asia, and there's always a white guy in the lead. Always.
Exactly.
I mean, they tried to make him look Japanese. They even wrote it in the story that he was half-breed. But it's like, cast a fucking Japanese actor in your samurai movie. Jesus Christ, is it that hard?
Yeah, really. Exactly. Hollywood, quit whitewashing your films set in other countries. Please.
Love of God, it's the 21st century. See, this is what we do around here. We get pissed off about little piddly shit like this. It doesn't really mean anything. Continue.
Well, I got one here real quick on the same topic of white people being in these Asian and foreign movies.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this on Reddit, and we'll probably have to edit this out, but I thought it was so fucking funny. I about pissed myself when I saw the headline. they were talking about like these movies like that, and they were talking about Tom Hanks in The Last Nigga on Planet Earth. I about lost it.
That will not be edited out.
That's staying in. That motherfucker's staying in.
Oh my God.
I love Reddit for shit like that. That's just
I know. They come up with good ones. So that's great.
I just lost it when I saw
that. But I didn't mean to digress. Who wants to go next?
That's all right. Brando, go right ahead.
Okay. All right. Not because of what Lefty just mentioned, but my vote is Tyler Perry.
Okay. I kind of see that.
I could see that with the Madea movies. Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Oh, my God. It's like every time I see another Madea does something commercial, all I think of is, stop me before I kill again.
Yep.
Yeah.
really, they're just these, I don't know. Well, I guess in a way it's a subgenre of comedy that panders to the grown-ups who still like booger and fart jokes above all else.
Pretty much.
There's so much better stuff around, even with comedies. Even satirical and booger and fart comedies. There are some that are better than that. But all these ones, like anything basically starring a Wayans brother, that's another one that may not deal with the devil. Almost anything done by Dean Devlin, you know, it's crap.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just as dumb as that Three Stooges movie that came out recently. And I don't care. I really just don't care.
Part of my job at the theater is I have to go in at the beginning of every movie and check to make sure that the sound and the picture, everything are fine, and, you know, it's not too cold or too hot or whatever. And I have to do another check an hour after the first one. So I see little bits of all these movies that are out right now. And Madea's been one of them. And I think a lot of it he's ad-libbing. He's ad-libbing a lot of that stuff. But this...
I could see it, but still.
It's not something that appeals to me. And this last one had Larry the Cable Guy in it, which is just doubly bad.
Man. What do you do? I mean, when the comedy is so dumb that even black people just run out there and go, "Niggas be crazy," and everybody just laughs. Well, I mean, that's stupid.
Well,
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. That's just stupid. Well,
Will Ferrell's the same way. And
whole genre of the, if y'all guys know what I mean, those type of movies,
yeah.
Will Ferrell level. You know what I mean? They're all dumb.
Yeah.
I mean,
the thing is, Will is better than that. He just keeps doing it, but he's better than that. It worked. I mean, that kind of goofy shit worked in Elf, but that was designed around it. But it's not a great movie, but if you see, I think it's called Stranger Than Fiction,
mm-hmm.
It starts out looking like, oh, it's Will Ferrell doing Will Ferrell shtick again, but it's better than that. I mean, he actually turns in a reasonable performance, and it gives you a clue that if someone were to give him a decent role and give him direction, he could pull it off.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, he doesn't have to.
No.
He can make these.
No, no.
He can make these Ron Burgundy movies and just sit and laugh all the way to the bank.
That's another one that I've had to do the checks on, and I feel brain cells dying every time I see another part of it. It's like that movie gets exponentially stupider every time I see a little bit of it. It's just like, it's like all these characters had like a prefrontal lobotomy at birth, and they've managed to work themselves into like high-powered careers in the news industry. It's like, this is... Yeah.
They're one step away from shitting their pants because they're so stupid.
Yeah, basically.
I saw the scene with Steve Carell Steve Carell's character at his own funeral.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I'm like, what do you do? Do you just look at the size of your paycheck and sign on for anything?
I guess. Yeah,
because he was great and stuff. Those Judd Apatow movies, but doing this other thing, it's just bad.
there's bad
Carell. Bad.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's that whole level of that kind of comedy that's out there, and the same actors are in it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, you know, as soon as you see a commercial what it's going to be.
Yeah.
So it's not very good. I mean, it's just, the standards are just so much lower, you know?
Well,
I don't know. But how about you, Pancho? I stole yours. Do you have another
one? Oh, I had a couple.
Okay.
I'm going to gift away from movies. I'm going to say Bon Jovi. How does Bon Jovi still have a career? How is he still having hits on the chart? This guy was washed up when we were in high school.
Middle-aged women, baby. Middle-aged women.
That's exactly it.
I mean, I thought the shit that he did back when we were in high school was bad, but the stuff he does now is just, like, awful. I mean, it makes, you know, New Jersey looked like a stellar piece of music right there, but
I'm fortunate I haven't heard any of his new stuff.
I haven't heard that much of it. It just freaks me out when he comes on and he's got a song. I'm like, you should have disappeared 20 years ago. Why are you still here?
Oh my!
I don't know.
Okay, all right. Along the same vein, Kid Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand the appeal though. Don't you?
I don't. No.
I do a little bit. Yeah. I mean, he had some. He was when he first hit, he was something different, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but he's like, he's fucking our age, and he calls himself.
Well,
kid.
There is that. Yeah.
That's strike number one. But the biggest thing I would like to choke him within an inch of his life for is what he did to Werewolves of London.
Oh, I haven't heard that, and I probably don't want to.
I haven't heard that either.
No, it's not that he's redone Werewolves of London. It's that he's taken the tune of Werewolves of London and put his own shitty lyrics to it.
Well, that's what he does.
It's a completely different song.
That's what he does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it suckers you into going like, you know, you hear the da-da, 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 and all of a sudden, people of our age who are cool will go, hey, it's fucking Warren Zevon. All right, I'm going to tune in. And then you hear this shit about some jackass and his girl smoking reefer, and you're like, I don't care. What did you do? Why did you hijack my song?
So it's more than just sampling. He's just ripping off the music.
Oh, no, it's the whole goddamn song. Oh, all right, I take that back. It is actually a mix of Werewolves of London and the chorus bit from Sweet Home Alabama.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
All right, and for that, he should die in flames.
He's not alone in doing that, though. A lot of the, I don't want to call them rappers, DJs, I guess, would be a better term for it. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, no, rappers. I mean, think of Busta
Rhymes. That's true, but and Vanilla Ice, he did the same thing.
Hell, even Run DMC was sampling Aerosmith before they actually broke down and did a cover of the song
true.
With them.
Yeah, that's true, but there are a lot of that genre of music, and that's what they do. They will take the riff, the hook from another song, and then they'll sample it and overdub it, and then they'll put their own lyrics on top of it. And, you know, a lot of the times they...
Which is nothing more than just the same shit you did on the playground.
Yeah.
It's just now they figured out a way to make money out of it from other people who are willing to throw money at it. So... You know, it calls to mind the old Obi-Wan Kenobi quote. Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows him?
Right. Yeah. Right. It's kind of crazy. I still don't understand how they get away with it. I mean.
Did you guys ever watch Celebrity Deathmatch?
A couple of times, yeah.
Did you see the one where they featured Busta Rhymes as a character on that show?
No. I think I only ever watched that when they were doing Super Bowl halftime shows. On MTV.
They did one where I forget who he was supposed to be fighting, but they had Busta Rhymes and some other dumb fuck. Buster climbs into the ring. For those of you who don't know, it's a claymation show, so it's animated, it's silly, it's just ridiculous, but it's fun. So I encourage you to shut down a few brain cells and watch it. But this one particular episode, he climbs into the ring and he pulls in a big strong box full of vinyl records, and then he'll take them out of the sleeve and then he chucks it at his opponent, and of course it like chops a limb off or whatever. But then you have the announcers, and that's where the punchline of the joke comes in, because the announcers are doing a play-by-play, and they're like, isn't that just like Busta making his hits from other people's records?
That's great.
Cool.
Oh my.
Well, you got another one, Lefty?
Let me see here.
I got one more if you don't.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, I probably do. That was the main one I wanted to go over.
Yeah.
I think, well, I guess that this is lumping everything into one great big genre. I think anybody, a reality show person.
Oh, yeah.
Those people had to make a deal with the devil. Because it's like, I don't get it.
I don't know. Some of them, I'm not entirely sure. Some of it, I think, is not the subject, but the producer.
Uh-huh.
They've made the deal with the devil. Here's my example. And it's not like I watch this show. It's not like I'm a fan of this show. And it's not like I give a rat's ass about the subject of this show. But Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, they just had a recent controversy where one of them said, you know what, I don't like what the gays are all about. You know, that's the very high-level executive gist version of the thing.
Right.
There's more to it.
Right.
You've all heard
but
about
A&E,
it. You've all heard about it.
Yeah. The network, A&E, just like, oh, no, you can't say that. And then they flipped out on them. And, you know, it all basically blew over, and A&E went crawling back to him. We're like, you know, yeah, you're the only reason we're still on the air, so would you mind if we just apologize and bring you back? So anyway, before that, there was a stink over the fact that they, of course, as a reality show, they're recording them in their downtime and whatnot, and they're recording them at mealtime, and they want to say grace at the table.
Okay.
So what? Who cares? If you believe in it or not believe in it, whatever. It's what they do, okay? Right. But the network just poos themselves inside out and goes, you know, we can't mention God on the air. You know, you can't do that. And apparently those guys were like, you know, fine, piss off. We don't need you. You need us.
Right.
That's the only thing I can respect them for, is sticking to their beliefs. That's the only thing I can accept them for and respect them for. Otherwise, I really could care less. But that's a whole thing where it's like it's the producer and it's the network making the deal with Satan. Just because, you know, hey, I found a troop full of guys with beards down to their assholes. Let's film them.
I don't get it. I grew up with those people. And I don't understand why everybody wants to watch the fucking show with it.
Yeah, I hear you. True. I hear you there. You know,
yeah.
There's only so many shows about stupid rednecks that you can do. And, you know, having grown up in the South, we've all known people like that. It's not good television. It's not worth giving these people time.
No, exactly. No. Well, let's hear the other two. Let's hear the other two.
Okay. This one should be pretty obvious. Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
After
playing the son of the devil.
Yeah. He's got a new movie coming out. I've been forced to sit through the trailer of it at work several times. Actually, every day I go in there, I have to sit through the trailer for this movie. It's another movie with him and Drew Barrymore.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
And there, it's the same shit. You can just listen to the trailer and you know exactly what's going to happen in the movie. It's just
They're the Bogey of Bacall of their day.
Oh my god.
Oh, that is an insult to Bogey
and Bacall there now.
No, I'm kidding, of course.
I hope so. But I remember when I was in college and watching MTV with my roommates, and they had this show called Remote Control. And that was the first time I remember seeing Adam Sandler. This is before he was on Saturday Night Live. And he would on and do little skits on this thing every now and then. This is also where Jenny McCarthy got her start, this show.
Oh, geez.
And who's this other guy? Colin somebody. I don't know.
Colin Farrell?
No. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Stupid comedian. But I remember when he left, he went there to go to Saturday Night Live, and this was about the time I was kind of getting out of Saturday Night Live. And I'm like, he wasn't funny on Remote Control. He's not funny on Saturday Night Live. And now he's had these string of movies that are the same thing, basically. And by what I hear from people who do go see them, each one is worse than the one that came before it. And I'm like, how is he still – how do you keep doing this? I guess because people keep going, or – Satan is ordering it or something. I don't know.
For example, they did that movie Grown Ups 2.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading today that got it won all the Razzies this year. It might have go down as one of the worst movies ever.
Oh, wow.
For that award.
Wow.
So I have to see that.
You do that and report back.
I will.
Yeah, true. All right, so now I have two.
Uh-oh.
Well, go ahead and wrap it up then. Wrap it up.
All right. Number one, while we're on the subject, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. She's capitalizing on her child stardom.
And her family name.
For a while, she kind of faded, and it's like, ooh, I'm going to marry a dumbass named Tom Green, who is another person.
Don't get me started on that idiot. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thankfully, he made a deal with the devil, and that got him to marry Drew Barrymore. But frankly, after that, he kind of fell off the planet. He's kind of like pops up, you know, just under the radar, but he's staying under the radar. And frankly, he belongs underground.
Yeah. The world's better for him not being mainstream.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. He's horrible. He's terrible. Don't even go encompass and absorb and make part of your daily mantra a pure apathy of Tom Green. Don't follow him to even know what he's up to. But on top of that, I've seen her act. I've seen her try to do action. She can't do it. I mean, she may know a lot about the industry being in it, but I don't. I got no respect for her acting chops whatsoever. I really don't care. End of rant on her. This is something that I discussed with Mrs. Rando just last night after hearing this topic for the first time. I mentioned it to her, and she says immediately, Justin Bieber.
I was waiting for one of y'all to bring him up.
and I corrected her. I said, no. Justin Bieber didn't make a deal with the devil. Justin Bieber is the devil.
Nice. Well, I've always referred to Keanu Reeves as the evil one. So,
Justin Bieber's just a giant douche.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all he is.
He is, really. He really is. He's had, well, we've discussed this before, he's probably had enough yes men around him to think that he can do anything he fucking wants because he still has some money left. But he's going to fall into the Nick Cage trap.
Oh, he's going to end up like all these other boy stars. The only one who's ever made it after, like, these boy groups and shit is Justin Timberlake. He just reinvented himself.
Yeah. He was smart enough to know to do that. You know.
Yeah, he knew when to get out.
Yeah.
But he still comes back and sings and shit. And I'm like, doesn't that embarrass you? I mean, you're trying to
until
be this other thing and you go
is,
back and
is
still
handed out. Until the royalty checks are handed out.
Yeah.
And he's
they start bouncing. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, that'll about do it, I guess, for our return episode. I think we're going to hopefully try to do these. I'd like to try to do them bi-weekly instead of weekly and at least try to get one out a month. But, you know, my schedule varies, so we're just going to have to work one in whenever we can. We'll try not to go 7 months without doing another
one. Right, yeah.
Our listener has been waiting on bated breath for us to do something for all this time, so we don't want to let her down.
Exactly. Well, hopefully we can do the bi-weekly, but I think once a month is probably going to be more realistic, guys.
We shall see.
Our audience.
We shall see.
But we'll see. We're going to try. We're not going to give up on it. We enjoy doing this, and we hope, you know, whoever's listening enjoys listening to it.
Yeah. One of the segments we do occasionally is the B-movie review, where we will watch a bad movie and we'll come here and tell you all about it and how much it sucked. So we haven't done one of these in a long time, but...
And we've got some really good candidates.
We got some really good candidates. So we will try to do that next time. I think it's your turn, Rando.
It is my turn.
Okay.
Yep.
I've got two.
Oh, boy. Looking forward to it.
I got a good one, too.
I got one I've been saving up on my Netflix list, so... and there's plenty more out there where those came from.
Yeah.
Anyway, we appreciate y'all listening, and thank you for your patience for while we got our acts back together. Hopefully we can, hopefully once a month, if not once every other week. We'll see. You know, things change, and we'll try to keep you informed. But check us out at MLCTaskForce.com, and we're on Facebook. Just do a search for MLCTaskForce.com or Midlife Crisis Task Force.
Exactly. And you can always shoot us an email at MLCTaskForce@gmail.com.
All right.
Hey, and guess what? We're also on iTunes.
Yes, we are.
So
that's scary.
Have a look for us there, too.
Yep. And we may be coming to Twitter and other places in the near future, but we shall see. We shall see.
Holy fucking shit.
Woo! All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. I hope you come back.
Have a good one, guys.
See you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.